I'm Will Michaels with a live update on Hurricane Florence. Moments ago, Governor Roy Cooper said the early signs of Hurricane Florence are already here.
Surviving this storm will be a test of endurance, teamwork, common sense, and patience.
And the governor says the worst of the storm is yet to come. WUNC's Rusty Jacobs is back with me. Hello, Rusty.
Hi, Will.
The governor said the state has to transition from preparation to determination. The storm is here. Can you give us an update on where it is right now?
Tropical force winds already hitting the coast, only going to get stronger as the hours go on. We've already seen rain and the wind affecting certain areas. A stretch of NC-12, the highway on Hatteras Island, already closed because of flooding. And the governor told reporters about other effects.
Nearly 30,000 people in North Carolina already are without power. That number is rising. Roads are beginning to flood along our coast, including Highway 12 along the Outer Banks.
So you've got thousands of people already without power. Now, remember, utility officials have said they expect up to 3 million customers at the end of this storm or after the peak of this storm without power. In the next few days, we're talking about epic amounts of rainfall inundating eastern and parts of central North Carolina, low-lying areas being plagued by that storm surge where the waters and the wind, they push the waters back up over like the Pamlico, the banks of the Neuse Rivers, affecting those rivers side and streamside communities. And the governor said that mindset has to shift now, has to shift from preparation to determination.
So what are the other concerns today, this evening?
Well, of course, flooding. For people who are in the areas that are getting hardest hit already, flooding. And the governor has reiterated, he said this many times throughout his announcements in the day, the Secretary of Health and Human Services said the same thing, avoid driving on flooded roads, stay away from any roads with water standing on it. It's been a huge danger. It was a leading cause of death in 2016's Hurricane Matthew. They also said, reminded people, do not use generators indoors. Of course, the threat there of carbon monoxide poisoning. The governor also announced that he has issued asked for a presidential disaster declaration that would expedite the receipt of funds from the federal government to the state for cleanup. They're already looking past the storm and at what's going to be pretty extensive damage.
And just to speak to the point of flooding, the latest forecast from the National Weather Service shows that it has not weakened much. It went down to 100 miles per hour for maximum sustained winds, but it is still a Category 2 storm. It is doing what they expected to do with its movement. It's slowing down, right? It's down to 5 miles an hour, which is not unexpected, but it's discouraging for the coast.
Absolutely. The Governor Cooper keeps talking about this. Weather forecasters keep talking about this. Storm is not moving, and it's expansive, right? It's got a wind field covering a 200-mile area. So it's a huge storm, just moving slowly, sitting on top of the eastern part of the state, and that's why the inundation of rain, that's why up to, you know, we're talking feet of rain, not measured in inches, but feet of rain in a short amount of time.
Really quickly, what's the situation with shelters?
The state already has 126 shelters. That's up from 108 just earlier, and yesterday it was just a little more than a dozen.
Rusty Jacobs, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Will Michaels. Stay tuned to your local public radio station for updates on Hurricane Florence.